We have. We played it two or three times before, actually, on the main stage, and sort of allows us to play to a much younger audience. Seems to be reflecting in the way when we play UK tours, now we're getting loads more much younger people coming to this, which is very refreshing. Having lots of younger bands looking at us from the side of the stage, checking us out, and being very complimentary, so that's always cool. Well, there goes a girl and a half. She's got me going up and down. I mean, it's very exciting playing shows which are all sold out and with a huge demographic, a really as wide a demographic as you could possibly expect, you know. And the fact that we're still being invited onto festivals all over the place and pulling quite big crowds. It wasn't in the job's description when we signed up 40 years ago, you know. We didn't think it would last more than 3 to 4 years if we were lucky. So I think we're entering uncharted territory, really. Golden brown, texture like sun,
lays me down with my mind. Testament to those songs that seem to resonate.
Well, it must be something to do with that, mustn't it? I mean, that's what's been our output over the years. But, I mean, you know, also we're still doing albums and we're still, I mean, we got the best reviews ever in 40 years for the last album, Giants. So rather than being dismissed or being just completely ignored, it's sort of helped maintain something, you know, some kind of momentum.
In the time that you've been doing music, you must have seen immeasurable changes.
When we started recording, you know, everything was tape to tape. And now, in the years, and, you know, sort of suddenly there's the digital revolution in between. And now, you know, some of the top bands in the world, like Daft Punk, have gone back to tape, you know?
Mm.
So I've seen a technological revolution, certainly, but also in the attitude to music, I think. An awful lot of musicians or labels are encouraging a bit of a safety-first attitude. So there's not much shocking and much protest or much upsetting the apple cart these days. I think people are much more career-orientated. I do think the 20-year-olds now are much broader-minded than any previous generation.
Yeah. So what's happening in the Stranglers camp in terms of recording any new material? What happens then when you get to September and you've got the 40th birthday and looking ahead to after this year?
Well, when we've fulfilled all these shows this year, we all need a break, not from each other necessarily, because we actually really enjoy, after all this time, we still enjoy each other's company, funnily enough. But, you know, just a break to collect your thoughts, really. We have been collecting ideas. At some point, we need to sit down and start formulating songs from these ideas.
Will there be an album, do you think?
Well, yeah, hopefully. I mean, I think there's life in the old dog yet.
Good.
And we brought out Giants 2 years ago, but that was 5 years from the previous album. So I suppose there aren't any commercial imperatives for us to produce an album. So I think the most important thing for us is to produce something which has a bit of which lasts, you know, and is well thought out and has melody and all the characteristics that people have come to identify with in Strangler songs.